Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin suspended all of his country's commercial flights to Egypt Friday. He acted as investigators continue to probe whether a bomb brought down the Russian jetliner last weekend that crashed into the Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 people on board. The Russian leader acted quickly after the chief of the country's FSB security service, Alexander Botnikov, recommended the halt in flights. Russia had for days dismissed as speculative pointed suggestions by U.S. President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron that Islamic State insurgents planted a bomb aboard the Metrojet A321 flight from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh to St. Petersburg. British vacationers encountered long delays in leaving Sharm el-Sheikh Friday, with a budget airline EasyJet only making two flights to London and canceling seven others. Here's British Ambassador to Egypt, John Casson.
Flights are coming in that will allow us to take more people home later today. They're just challenging logistical issues involved in making sure that flights can leave and arrive in a busy airport in line with international regulations in a way that's safe. We're working through those issues. We've got very good collaboration, and our expectation is to get as many people home as soon as possible.
That's Britain's ambassador to Egypt. White House officials say U.S. President Barack Obama has concluded that Israeli and Palestinian leaders will make no significant progress toward peace before he leaves office in early 2017. That forecast was disclosed as Mr. Obama prepares to meet Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House. This is VOA News.